50 years. The speech in the Washington Mall, man, was just, it's historic. Obviously, we know that. And, of course, I have a dream speech. You know, we all learn it. And what's interesting, they're actually going to do a rebroadcast of it, right, Albert?
On 4 o'clock today after the president makes his remarks today.
Where?
On MSNBC.
Okay, gotcha. All right, here's the big thing. What would Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. be proud of today? We could go all day about what he'd be disappointed in. No one's ever asked you what he'd be proud of. What do you think that would be? Good morning, hello.
Tracy,
how you doing?
I think, and it's hard for me to come up with like a list of 10, really it is. But I think he'd be proud that Barack Obama's president, number one.
Yeah, I wanted to take that off the table because we know that would be a given.
Definitely.
So, well, I mean, it still shows how far we've come. I think he'd also be proud that we're, you know, able to vote and that black women are, you know, coming up in the ranks. I mean, okay. there's some things. But when I think about what he could really be proud of as far as this generation goes, he would be so disappointed.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to get away from is the negative, to see if we can find, you know, the positive of
right.
What are the things that he would, you know, from back in 1963 to now?
Yeah, a lot has changed since the march in Washington.
What's the good? What would he be proud of? Good morning, hello.
Hey, this is Sean from Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to say, like I said, ain't too many things he'll be proud of. But like, you know, Tracy said, you know, you're probably proud that, you know, a woman got, you know, women can vote now and they can get the same jobs as men.
But, you know, I'm not so sure. I think there'll be a number of things that he would be proud of.
Like what? Give me one.
Well, you know, I actually think that, you know, as far as educating African-Americans and other minorities,
okay.
I mean, I think that has gone up resoundingly, you know, as far as, you know, having the opportunity to go to the university of your choice.
Right, right.
Obviously, sometimes you don't have that opportunity, but I think more so than back in the 60s.
Right.
You know, education is really, really key. You know,
and freedom of speech. I mean, this is a man who died for what he had to say and what he fought for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you can say anything you want and you really don't have to worry about
and,
that.
And I think he'd be proud that blacks and whites can really be together and you're not an in lover.
Right.
Generally speaking, you can marry a white person if you want to,
yeah.
You know, so let's see. Not Trying to Be Rude says he'd be proud that we've learned how to peacefully riot when there's injustice. Having a black woman as the richest woman in the world, Dave the Dude says.
Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes. Your comment, please.
Well, black people then came across, what did you say, with the Martin Luther King? What was the question?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Hold on the line. I'll be right back with you.
Wow.
I think he was there.
Wow.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, man? I think Dr. King would be proud of the white people, man, for being so so patient with our ignorance, man.
What?
Wow.
Hashtag disagree.
Yeah, I'm glad you
Hashtag lied. What?
It's funny. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This is Lowe's from D.C. What's happening?
Hey, man, the question is, what would Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. be proud of today?
Russ, that's the ultimate question of all questions. I mean, basically, it's like this. I think we've come a long way, but not the way where Dr. Martin Luther King would have probably appreciated. I mean, we've gotten away from the Rosa Parks era, you know what I'm saying? We could sit where we want on a bus. The segregation is still not there, but there's still racism out there, but we have accomplished a lot in a way to where we can actually say, hey, you feel better in this world as a black person. You feel proud. You know what I'm saying? That
but you know, you also got to take into account, I think Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words have made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because this was 1963. It was almost prophetic, some of the things that he was saying.
Not a person in the world doesn't know that I Have a Dream speech. Everybody in the world knows that speech.
Tweet, tweet.
Let's see. Carter Wade says the Obamas, Oprah. Did he? Okay. Black colleges, Tyler Perry, a lot. Yeah, freedom of speech, blended cultures.
So Dr. Martin Luther King would be proud of Tyler Perry.
Well, yeah. I mean, Tony D. McLaurin says, I think he'd be so proud of how much more higher positions of power and leadership we have.
Gotcha.
Some of the stuff y'all writing, I'm not going to say, so y'all might as well stop it.
Good morning, hello.
Everybody's a comedian.
Good morning. What would Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. be proud of today?
Wow. Trippy Coach 17 says he would be proud that we have not forgotten about his dream.
Yeah. That's a great one.
I mean, you learn that. There's not a kid in school that doesn't learn or at least get it in front of them.
they've had that information.
Yeah, you may not have to know about
her. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
I think he'd be proud. There's a holiday in his name.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
In some states, they don't try to honor it.
Hmm. Try. Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello. These phone lines are going.
He would probably be proud of the holiday if you take the time to reflect on his message and what he was trying to say.
Good morning. Hello. Maybe the phone lines have crashed. That's got to be it.
I still think there's so much that he should be proud of. I mean, all the black people that are going to Ivy League schools, the success of black colleges. Mm-hmm. I think we should
black on businesses.
Positive. Yeah. Tweet.
Silent Voices In says, our classrooms, workplaces, and general environments are more diverse than MLK could have ever imagined. Tubi Kina says, we're educating ourselves more. So,
there's a number of things. Gotcha. Appreciate y'all comments.